Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this Encore show, Darren and I talk about the struggles that so many believers have because they don't have the knowledge that is in God's Word. They are complacent and basically lazy, relying on the world system instead of the greatest wisdom right from the very mind of God. We talk about the fact that God is spirit and we must worship Him in spirit and truth. And Darren emphasizes that God's people must learn His ways, how to worship Him and thank Him for all that He's done for us. We receive a call from Anne telling her that the anointing is on the Word of God, and it is powerful to meet her every need, and we encourage her to build up her faith in the Lord. Now let's join the program.
Some of you are struggling with things, and the fact was, we were coming on the air today, the Holy Spirit had me open my Bible to the, in fact, it fell open to the book of Hosea. Well, I went over to the fourth chapter, and here's a scripture that I don't quote real often, but it's one I've used for a number of years. Here God is speaking, and He says, in the sixth verse, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will reject you from being my priest. Since you have forgotten the law of God, I will also forget your children. I mean, it's pretty serious. What does it mean to you, Barbara, when God is saying, you perish for lack of knowledge? What does that mean to you as a believer?
Well, as a believer, God has given us every opportunity to have a knowledge by His Spirit. His Spirit lives in us as believers, and He's given us the Spirit of knowledge, which we find in Isaiah 11, 2, along with other spirits of wisdom. He has given us everything that we need in order to learn about the greater things in life, and those are the spirit things in life, and not to live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. See, God is a spirit, Darren, and we must worship Him in spirit. That's what it says in John 4:24. So as we worship Him in spirit, we're learning things in the Spirit, and this is part of it. Knowledge is part of that learning.
You know, so many ministries focus on things outside of the Spirit. They teach it almost, this is information folks you ought to have. And there is a lot of biblical information that we do need, and factual information. But to really make it work, the zing is found in exactly what you're saying in the Spirit. And so often that is left out because it for some, it just rattles them. They think, oh, I don't want to get spooky. I don't want to get crazy. I don't want to be one of those loony birds, you know, over the edge. Well, in our classes, we try to teach the ways of God that comes out of the revelation knowledge of God. And God, you know, at one point was so angry with the children of Israel. He said, I want to destroy them all, Moses, because they have not learned my ways. Well, there's a way that God wants to do things. And, you know, as you get to know a person, you know their ways. You know, for example, they sit down. The first thing they like is cream and sugar in their coffee. You understand somebody else? They don't want cream and sugar in their coffee. Somebody else won't use powdered cream. They've got to have real cream. Somebody else won't use milk. They've got to have real cream. You begin to know their ways. Now, that's a very simple illustration. Other people have certain ways of driving their automobile. Well, that develops, as we might say, habit patterns in some senses of the word. But in many cases, it's just their ways. It's their ways. They want to dress a certain way. You can count on them to be super dressed up. I mean, they love fine clothes. Somebody else, it doesn't make that much difference to
them.
That's right. Well, we could say that that's their ways of dress, or that's their ways of attire. God wants us to understand His ways, how to worship Him, how to thank Him, how to keep a thankful heart, how to bless Him. I mean, that's important to God.
Oh, that's very important. And that's important for us, Darren. If we don't learn to be worshipers of God, really grateful and joyful that we have a Father who is, He is so interested in us, then we lose. We really do.
Yeah. Let's talk to Ann in Denver. How are you, Ann?
Yes. Darren and Barbara.
Yes.
I'm in such dire need of prayer from our prayer people all over this morning for my son. I did call in on your recorder. I don't know that you'd have that yet.
I haven't heard that
all
yet.
All right. But I'm guilty of canonizing Darren as the St. Darren of the Front Range.
Okay. I remember you.
You remember that last year?
Yes.
And by the way, there was a wonderful healing on that, too. But, all right, today my son is 48 years old in St. Joe's Hospital for 3 weeks with acute pancreatitis, and he has not had a bit of food, just the intravenous.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of bad news, but...
Well, does your son know Jesus?
He does, but like I say, we're Catholic, and I don't know how to tell you any more than that.
Okay.
He was certainly, you know, has received him into his heart, especially when he was younger. I'm the stepmom, and of course, I'm just pleading. I have the two stepsons, and then I have my...
Okay, what's this boy that's sick? What's his name, first name?
Mike.
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 Okay, we can pray for Mike.
He's, I've been praying, it seems like I've heard you pray, Darren, about bringing light into that pancreas or let it heal.
Well, I tell you, we have a marvelous healing story by a friend of ours in Kansas. He had, I think it was the same thing, where his whole body cavity was full of poison.
Oh, yes.
And God healed him in a few minutes.
Glory to God.
He was a man of mighty faith,
mighty
and his
faith.
Wife is a woman of mighty faith, though.
Yeah.
And so we have to ask Holy Spirit for a gift of faith here.
Yes.
Not as much as healing, but faith, because I have a feeling that your stepson has really neglected serving the Lord during his life.
Yes, according to what I'd like to see, by all means.
Have you talked to your boy about his spiritual condition?
I haven't, and because he's in such physical condition now.
Well, let me tell you, Mom, you need to tell him. He needs to cry out to God and ask him for
faith.
Wow,
this is the time to do it.
Amen.
It really is.
You know, you're in a fix here, and you're into something here you can't fix on your own.
Yes.
So what I'd suggest you do is when you visit Mike, I would say, tell him, I'm praying that God will give you a gift of faith.
Yes.
And a gift of healing here, because that's what you need if you're going to have this miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And are you able to go and anoint him?
Barbara, I could take the rest of the program and whatever. I have called in before. I'm 5 years. I'm just suffering from vertigo so bad that I can't even hardly get around.
So
and
you don't go to visit him?
I can't. Okay. I haven't been able to even get in to visit him.
Okay. Well, let's pray for you, too.
Oh, please do.
Let me tell you. As a Catholic believer, you really need to ask Jesus for faith.
Yes, for faith.
Right.
Uh-huh.
For yourself.
Well, I...
Because it says in Hebrews, without faith you don't please God.
That's right.
So you
know, I needed to hear that.
Right.
I needed to hear that.
A lot of us do, I'll tell you.
Yeah. And I believe with vertigo, there is a spirit of oppression over you that causes confusion.
Amen.
And have you been listening to the program about binding and loosing?
I sure have, and I want that
Okay.
I want that tape.
All right, because, Ann, you need to bind some spirits over your life.
Mm-hmm.
You really do.
All right.
And one of them, those is harassment and confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So.
All right. Are you ready
for me to pray for
yes,
you?
Yes, I sure am. And, in fact, the way I've been praying the last few days for him is I'm asking the Lord, I come to the throne of mercy and grace, and then I... tag on, and I say, me too, Jesus, you know.
Okay, well,
so,
let's go
will.
For it. Let's pray.
Praise God.
Okay?
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, before you get off here, I want to make sure you give our announcer your correct address so I make sure I know where to... I'm going to send you a tape here as just a faith investment in you and in your son, Mike.
Oh, praise God.
You'll be all right?
Thank you.
Hold on. Father God, I pray and ask for this dear Catholic believer here that you would give her a gift of faith today and that she would, with this mustard-sized seed faith that she has. I know she has some faith, but she needs more.
Yes.
I'm asking you, Jesus, to give her faith so she'll have great faith to pray for her boy. I'm also asking that a believer will be able to minister to Mike, tell him he needs faith and he needs to confess his sins. He needs to get right with you, Jesus,
yes.
Father God. And behind all that, And because of all that, I believe that he can be healed.
Praise.
So, Lord, we're loosing that spirit of faith.
Yes.
And we're just saying it's going there to Ann and over to the hospital there at St. Joe's for Mike. And, Lord, we pray and ask that that would just take effect today.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father God, we bind the spirit of oppression over Anne in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of confusion and harassment,
yes.
The spirit of infirmity that's trying to come upon her.
Right.
Father God, I thank you that you're loosing right now over Anne wherever she is because, Father, we know that you're everywhere.
Right.
And we know you're there with our sister Anne, that you will
right.
loose a spirit of peace
right.
and joy and righteousness, Father God, in Jesus' name, that she will hunger and thirst for you, truly hunger. Hunger and thirst in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God. Oh,
amen.
And Father God, we ask that through the faith that as that's planted, that your spirit will go into the body cavity there of Mike and will drive away all infections, all poisons, all
Lord,
toxins.
God. Yes.
Thank you for that, Lord. And let him make a solid decision to reach out to you
yes.
because you are the life giver.
Praise.
Jesus,
amen.
You are the light of the world.
Yes.
That light
yes.
destroys that poison in Jesus' name.
Lord,
amen.
God.
Amen.
All right, Ann, hang on. I want to make sure we got your address correct.
Thank you. God
okay.
bless both of you.
Well,
I listen every day, and I pray for all the people, and I hope they're all praying for us now.
Believe
they
me,
are.
You got it.
They
Thank
are.
You.
Hold
God
on.
Bless God. Praise the Lord. That's one thing I love about live radio, Darren, is because, well, you know, and even the ones, we aren't live at 2:30, okay? We don't come to the
we're
station
live,
at 2:30.
We're not
here. But I know the anointing that is on the Word of God
praise.
Is going forth
Amen.
At 2:30 and at 5:30. And praise the Lord, those listeners are anointed to also pray for the people that
Amen.
Call in. I'm so blessed that God is a God whose anointing is everywhere to break that yoke, hallelujah, and
let me ask you,
burdens.
Barbara, can you buy mustard seed in a grocery store in little plastic
mm-hmm.
things?
Yes.
Some of you don't know what a mustard seed is or how big it is. Why don't you go over in the spice aisle of your grocery store, and you look in their little tiny specks. I mean, it's really tiny, and it mm-hmm. says if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. It didn't say if your brain is small as a mustard seed. It says if your faith. And I say that kiddingly, but we got to get that straight. You need some faith. And if you have some faith, you can ask God to give you more faith. And as you begin to understand righteousness and know that God is within you, you'll know God doesn't come without faith into your life.
Mm-hmm. Praise
you
God.
Faith.
Praise the Lord. We have an overnight giveaway, Darren, that we're going to be giving to two people. Praise the Lord. And one is a gentleman who writes about why his wife needs a night stay at a bed and breakfast. And one is for a woman who writes in and asks for her husband to have an overnight stay. And, of course, it will include the spouse who writes the letter. It's for two. And it's at the Crystal Dreams Bed and Breakfast in Redstone, Colorado. And it's right before the right by the Crystal River. It's beautiful. And that you go through Glenwood Springs Canyon. It's a beautiful scenic drive. And this is for someone who writes a letter, writes two or three paragraphs or at most a full side of a 8.5 by 11. We don't ask that you write more than that. I know some of you could write about the 30 years of absolute blessing that your husband and wife have been to you, but we don't have time to read that all that. And just tell us in a letter why your wife or husband deserves a night out. And we've gotten several already, Darren. They've been really interesting. We're going to have a panel choose the winners, and then we'll get you in touch with Lisa at the Bed and Breakfast, and you can organize the day that you want to go there. I think it's going to be a fun time.
So you're looking for a man's letter
yes,
about his wife, and
that's
also
right.
a wife's Once. Letter about her husband.
That's right.
And we're going to say that you need to take that time away between now and the end of the year.
Yes.
And it's good any day of the week, so if you can't only or you can only go on a weekends, it'd be good then too.
Yes. And you write that, you send that letter to Darren in Denver, box 37367, Denver, Colorado 80237. Our announcer will give it again at the end of the program. I think this will be really fun, and the deadline is July the 15th, so we've still got over
close.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yes. So
folks, I will tell you, they do serve a delicious breakfast the next morning. The beds are comfortable. You can leave the window open, you can hear the river. You can, and they've got lots of hummingbirds over
That's
there.
Great.
It's a time of getting away from whatever you're doing now, whether you're involved in the city or maybe you're out just working yourself crazy on the farm. or whatever your lifestyle is, it'll be a great break for you, and we believe it'll be a spiritual time.
That's right. We were talking to a sculptor up there at Redstone when we were walking through the streets, and she was talking about a bear that comes, and he climbs up the tree to get the hummingbird feed because it's so sweet. Yeah. And she says, yeah, he comes around, climbs up, and destroys the hummingbird feeder, and then he goes back up to his home.
Up in the hills.
So it is pretty rustic up there. It's wonderful. Mm, praise God.
But it's, I'm telling you know God's creation when you get up there, and you don't have to... I like it because I don't have to drive clear over to Ouray. It kind of reminds me of the country around Ouray, but it's a beautiful area. And they've also got benches out there near the river. You sit down there and meditate, kind of get your thoughts together, listen mm-hmm. to God. He'll speak to you. Mm-hmm. In fact, there's something very cleansing about being near water.
Yes.
You know, whether it's a stream or get out by the ocean or whatever. Well, the ocean's kind of a little distance away, but this is a good substitute. And I've seen times when I just wanted to sit by the water. I wanted to be there, be quiet, listen to the Lord, listen to nature, and come back refreshed. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I've left the city and gone up Clear Creek Canyon, get down by the river, throw a few rocks, sit down by, you know, mess around, be quiet, and come back refreshed. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what this is for, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right. There's a scripture in Romans 8, Darren, that tells us about if that same spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he will quicken your mortal body. You're kind of talking about quickening your mortal body when you're sitting by a stream.
Right.
Well, we can have that everywhere. Everywhere we can have that spirit of quickening, that spirit of peace. And he is called Jehovah Shalom. And he is living inside of us today, inside of you today, as you are a believer. And in Romans 8:11, I want to say that again. If that same spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your physical bodies through his spirit who indwells in you. Then it goes on, Darren, in the 13th verse, if you are living according to flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you're putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. And some of us are in the process of putting to death deeds of the body. That means flesh, things in our flesh that are weak. We're striving as Christians to get rid of them, to wash our bodies clean of some of those habits that we've been into. And it says we do that. I really think that's important to our listeners to know that God puts the Holy Spirit in you so that you can take care of some of these fleshly things that you realize are bothering you, keeping you from living a victorious life. And you're the only one that really knows that. You know, Darren and Barbara can pray for you, but you're the only one that knows how to get rid of some of these fleshly things.
You know, you're talking about that, I think you said quicken?
Yes.
The word you use?
Yes, quicken. Yes.
All right, now here's a scripture. I go back to Psalm 119, verse 25. Revive me. Now, Bible says revive me according to thy word.
Mm-hmm.
Some translations say quicken me according to thy word. I have told of my ways, and thou hast answered me. I have most of these underlined in Psalm 119, which is kind of one of my things. And I tell all of you, why don't you take out Psalm 119, longest chapter in the whole Bible, and where it says, revive me, O Lord, according to thy word, underline that. Here's verse 88, revive me according to thy loving kindness. Mm-hmm. Well, you're just calling on God's mercy. In a sense, you're invoking, you are powerfully saying, Lord, come down here with your loving kindness and touch my life.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves that. Mm-hmm. When we get intense enough, or I don't like the word desperate, but I mean, we get focused.
Sometimes we do get desperate
Well, we're saying, God, help, 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 help. You know, David said that frequently. Lord, stir yourself, you know, incline your ear, which means lean over from your throne. Look down here.
Let God arise, his enemies be scattered.
I need your attention. I need you on my, in my deal here. Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the ways of God. And we talked a little bit about that at the beginning of the broadcast. If you've never invoked God, just say, you're so desperate and you're just, come down here and help me. Please, Lord, I need you to come here and give me direction. I need you to give me protection. I need you to give me healing. I need you to make your word active and alive and working in my life.
That's right.
Then you'll see things happen, folks. Mm. And many of you just never get that really intense with the Lord, and he likes it. Iris, how are you doing?
This is Artis.
Artis, how are you, Artis?
Oh, I'm terrible.
Well, what's the matter?
I sleep all the time, and I want to get over this. I'm just drained all the time. Sleep, I don't know what brings it on. And I have high blood pressure.
Okay. Well, we can pray for that.
Thank you.
All right, have you changed your diet, Ardith?
Well, I don't know. We usually eat what my husband likes, because we go to the store together,
mm-hmm.
and he don't eat very much.
Well, sometimes diet affects that. So how about, are you getting any exercise? Are you walking at all?
No, I was, but okay. I can't get in the sun because of the high blood pressure pill, but I do walk in the house.
Why don't you get a big umbrella?
I have.
Okay.
And I have a big hat. And
why don't you walk early in the morning before the sun is so direct, or maybe in the evening?
That's an idea.
Ardith, you really need to get oxygen into your lungs. And, you know, you can have Darren and me pray for you, but if you don't take care of your body, and that means get rid of all the sweets, too. It
oh, yeah.
really does.
Yeah, I did do that.
Okay.
Oh, good. I'm
well,
proud
good.
Of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's so important to get some oxygen into those lungs. Do you do any work at all? You know, some strenuous exercise during the day?
Well, here we go again. Asthma. Okay. When I start doing something, I have an attack. And I just think, I feel defeated.
Well, let's pray against that, okay? Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Father God,
I believe God's working on me.
Well, I do too. He has for a long time. He's working on all of us. So let's pray.
Thank you.
Now, you promised me you're going to get some exercise.
I promise.
Okay.
Promise.
All right. Why don't you get up early in the morning and get out there before the sun gets too hot. Get your hat on, your umbrella, whatever you need, and, can, you know, at least walk around the block. You can do that, can't you?
Oh, yeah. I can
right.
do that.
Well, good. Father God, we thank you that Ardith is changing her diet. And I pray now that as she strives to get some exercise, she'll keep that promise to herself. And, Lord, she'll take better care of the temple of Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Father God, we come against the breathing disorders, whatever they are. We ask that you would give her a spirit of energy and enlightenment and rejuvenation. Lord, you can do that if we ask you. If we never ask you, though, things remain as usual. So help artists to begin to ask you more often with greater faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Are you reading the Word? You're in the Word
every day?
Oh, yeah,
I'm reading. I listen to tapes and I read. And I clean the house as much as I can.
Well, we're not asking you to clean the house. We're just asking you to do some exercise.
None of us
like to clean the house.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it.
I don't like a dirty house.
But if you will read the Word and take those power packs, you need faith, Ardith. You've been listening to the doctors too much, and you've been listening about your asthma and about this, your infirmities, okay? God didn't give you those. He doesn't want you to be sick, and you've been dwelling on those. Okay, you're making excuses for your sicknesses. Well, I can't go out and do this because of this, and I can't go out and do this because of that, and I can't do this because of the asthma. And see, you're dwelling on your sickness.
Okay.
Okay, you have to start saying the Word and getting rid of that focus on how sick you are. All right?
All right.
You're
okay.
Right. Write to us and let us know how you're doing.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, God bless you.
Hey, we love you.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, that's good counsel, Barbara. We really have to not focus on the problem. And there's a scripture in Proverbs. I think it's in Proverbs. In fact, I know it is.
No. Like Paul, somewhere in the Bible it says.
But it says, don't put any worthless thing before your eyes. Now, that could mean television. It could mean bad stuff on the internet. It could mean, you know, some of that junk. But I believe it also means don't put that affliction there as your focus.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put that problem there as your focus. Also, I would say this. Don't give the flesh a reason to let you wimp out.
Mm.
Because you will pay in time. You will
That's
pay,
right.
folks, and you will pay dearly.
Well, it says if you're living according to the flesh, you will die. And that's in the 13th
right.
verse of Romans 8. Get Romans 8. If you haven't been reading through Romans with us, get out Romans 8 and read Romans 8. I'll tell you, Darren, that is a pivotal chapter.
You're in Romans
chapter.
8, and I'm in Psalm 119. So I'm going to put a scripture
okay,
with yours.
Okay, Psalm 119.
Verse 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven.
Praise God.
It also says that his word is tested and tried. It's not something we're going to take and try and see if it's going to work. It'll work if we put any faith at all to it and
yes.
stick in there, knowing that God is faithful. He's not going to just try it. He's going to perform it for
you. He is.
That's such good news to me.
Oh, it is.
Good news, good news.
Praise the Lord. When I wake up in the morning, I know that I'm directed by Him. Hallelujah.
All right. Another scripture I have underlined here, Barb, kind of goes along with what Arlith was talking about. Verse 92, Psalm 119. If thy law had not been my delight, then I would have perished in my affliction.
Oh.
Now, you and I could say that both for ourselves individually and for each other. If it hadn't been for the law of God, the word of God, we would have perished in the pressures.
Mm-hmm.
We would have perished in the criticism. Well, you can't give in to that, folks. You've got to go to the word. I don't care if this thing is coming at you from outside. It's a germ. It's a virus. Or if it's words of persecution
from somebody else. Like King David.
Right.
He had people coming against him. Actual people. And in one part of the Psalms, he says, my familiar friend, that who had been the closest to me, was now talking against me, talking abusive against me. And David always went to the Father. He always went to God.
Well, we would call that today, maybe it got double-crossed.
Yes.
You know, they stabbed me in the back.
Yes.
Well, we've got answers for things like that. Folks, if you don't have a materialist from us that list all the tapes and the materials that we have, and we record things based on what people need. In other words, how to learn the ways of God, how to learn the process, the recipe, the formula, whatever word you want to use. Why don't you call the office number at area code 303-689-0499. Ask for a materialist. We'll drop one in the mail immediately. And then you'll begin to familiarize yourself with some of the tapes, like this one, Binding and Loosing.
Well, and also, you were talking about Psalm 119. We have a tape on how do you spell relief.
Oh,
and that's Psalm 119.
Sure.
It's a wonderful chapter. Praise God.
Well, we enjoyed being with you today. We also want to thank you for what you're doing for the Dump Kids. We mentioned that on our last broadcast. Now, watch for the mail. We have put in something with we've never done before, but we took a lot of pictures. I should say we, Barbara, took a lot of pictures of the Dump Kids and what's going on at the Home of Refuge in Venezuela. Open it up. It's a frameable color picture, and it shows all kinds. You chose some great ones, Barbara, all the chickens, kids on the winning baseball team.
That's right, and we wanted to show the Bronco, because some of you gave so heavily into the Bronco, and so this is your reward.
And here's pictures of some of the girls that were dramatically healed, Gardenia being one of those.
Yes.
We so heavily prayed for her many weeks ago, but now she's totally healed from TB. Major, major healing.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado 80237, or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in